My sister texted me this week, how many people were coming for Thanksgiving? I texted back, my whole family will descend on you. My sister hosts Thanksgiving every year because she has taken over the role of matriarch of the family since my mother died. Each year, the Thanksgiving table has gotten bigger and bigger because our children now have significant others and spouses. Every year, no matter how many people are present, we have this goofy tradition that we call the awkward Thanksgiving video. My sister goes around the table with, in the past, a video camera, and now, since we all have them, her cell phone. And everyone has to say what they have been thankful for in the past year. While I expect some of these to be silly, sometimes not very serious gratitudes, as the tradition itself is meant to be taken semi-seriously, I am often surprised by the sometimes very serious thanks my children or my nieces and nephews have shared over the years. And afterwards, we say a tongue-in-cheek or maybe a more serious grace. For some reason, Thanksgiving is one of the most significant shared holidays my family has. We can miss being together at Christmas or other holidays, but every year, no matter what or how busy everyone is, each make a real effort to be together for Thanksgiving. Maybe it is the nature of the holiday. Even as Thanksgiving allows us the space to be grateful, it is important and life-giving to be grateful even when there is not a major holiday celebrating it. It is nice to have an opportunity to give thanks. I found this little planter in a bargain bin at a craft store. I bought it for almost nothing. It says grace and gratitude. Etymologically, grace and gratitude are the same word. They both come from the Latin gratis, meaning pleasing and thankful. It is why we say grace before meals. It is because we are grateful. But the writer G.K. Chesterton wrote, "You say grace before meals. All right. But I say grace before the concert and the opera, before the play and the pantomime, and grace before I open a book, and grace before sketching, painting, swimming, fencing, boxing, walking, playing, dancing, and grace before I dip the pen in the ink." The little bin is a reminder to practice gratitude every day. And I'm going to do something with this little basket. I'm going to leave it somewhere. And I'm going to allow all of you to put your gratitudes and your graces and whatever you'd like to share in there. And someday in the near future, they might all be part of a service. I have a favorite Benedictine monk. His name is David Stendel Rast. He runs a website called gratefulness.org. His life's work is to help people understand that we have something to be grateful for every day, that we can practice gratitude all the time. He has these three steps to living more grateful that I would like to share with you. First, because it is so apropos to our attention theme this month, Brother Stendel Ross said we should practice waking up. But waking up to what, he asks. And he says, waking up to surprise. Go through the day asking of even the most mundane things, isn't that surprising? We may find that we stop taking the simplest things for granted. I know I never cease to be grateful for the fact that I have a warm bed to come home to and that I'm blessed with indoor plumbing. Isn't that surprising? Second, he then asks us to look for opportunities. Opportunities to be grateful. He writes, to enjoy the sounds, smells, tastes, textures, colors, and with still deeper joy, friendliness, kindness, patience, faithfulness. The more we practice awareness of the countless opportunities to simply enjoy, the easier it becomes to recognize difficult or painful experiences as opportunities or gifts. Finally, he says, we should be able to respond alertly to those opportunities for gratefulness. For example, a few weeks ago on my day off, I was planning on getting a bunch of errands done when Carl texts me. He said, I accidentally forgot to give you back the car key, and he ended up taking it to D.C. with him. I could no longer get any of my errands done, and I was annoyed. But then I thought, this is an opportunity to stay home, drink hot milky drinks, and binge on mysteries on TV. I was forced to relax, and I was grateful. Wake up. Look for opportunities. Respond alertly. At this time of Thanksgiving, let us wake to the wonders, the ordinary wonders in our lives. Amen, and blessed be.